Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
The White House will tighten retirement account standards.
In a sea of options with conflicting information, who can you trust for investment advice?
Governments are pushing to reform pension laws to put more onus on the individual.
Tired of all the noise from the financial media and just want straight talk?
Working Americans approaching retirement have reduced their retirement wealth by 25%.
You've got questions? We've got answers. This is Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Building a solid financial future takes work, and Joe will share his knowledge about how proactive strategies are designed to protect your assets in down markets and grow in bull markets. Joe has 3 decades of investment management experience and is the creator of the Proactive Asset Allocation Strategy. Freedom in retirement starts with a solid investment strategy, and your path starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Lopresti.
Hi, I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. Welcome to another edition of Empowered Investing. If you're a longtime listener, welcome back, and thank you for tuning in this week. I think you'll find the content of this week's show quite interesting. And if you're new to the show, welcome, and I hope you find it time well spent and will come back and listen again. I do the Empowered Investing show to offer you a different point of view from what you might hear elsewhere. Hopefully what I have to say will help stimulate your own thinking about finances and investments and the markets and other topics as well. If there's anything I discuss on the show that you care to talk about further, then give me a call at 855-471-5796 or go to arlington-capital.com and send me an email. Well, this week begins a new chapter for the Empowered Investing Show. The show started in 2007, so we are in our 12th year. But we just moved here to 890 AM WLS starting Saturdays at 1 p.m. We're excited to be here, and we hope that you join us each and every week. We promise to continue the discussion about proactive investing and give you different points of view than what you hear elsewhere. Well, on today's show, I'm going to really hone in on most of the discussion talking about the current market action. At about a year ago, late January 2018, I told you that I felt that the market had lost its common sense, that stock prices were too high, valuations were way too stretched, and that I thought common wisdom had left the building. I did think stocks were correct in 2018. What I really didn't expect is really in the next couple of business days, that correction began, and globally, like with the MSCI All Country World Index, a global view of the equity markets, peaked in late January of 2018, went through, at least so far, about an 11-month decline and put in a recent bottom on December 24th of 2018, Christmas Eve. So after that 11-month drop, the decline was somewhere just above 20% in correction, in bear market correction, however you want to describe it. I believe that common sense has been restored, stock valuations have been restored, and I believe 2019 will experience a new upleg in stock prices. We're going to talk a lot about that in this week's show. We're also going to talk about lifetime retirement income planning. You know, the retirement years can be very rewarding, but also they add a layer of complexity to your financial decisions. An increasing number of my clients have transitioned from the working and wealth accumulation years of their lives to the retirement and wealth distribution stages of their lives. And I could tell you there are many moving pieces to the retirement puzzle. And I find that most people are making decisions looking at one piece that have unintended consequences elsewhere. In serving our retired clients, we've experienced this complexity firsthand and believe we could help you make better decisions. So later in this week's show, I'm going to talk about those complexities, where they exist, and how you could identify them in your financial life. But first, let's get back to the discussion about the stock market. 2018 was a very rare year, in my opinion. First, there were two separate 10% corrections, 10% plus corrections in the S&P 500. The first one occurred in late January into early February. It was very fast. Within 2 weeks, it was over. But the market did drop. The S&P did about 10% from its top to its bottom. And then there were several months where it recovered up to a marginal new high in late September, early October. And then the second and bigger, deeper, scarier correction began that brought the S&P down about 20% from its high in early October to the low that so far has been reached on December 24th, Christmas Eve. That was the first time since 1990 that the S&P experienced two distinct 10% corrections in a calendar year. So you can see that's a very rare event. And it's also really the first marginal bear market that we've seen in quite some time. We'd have to go back to 2011, the last time that the S&P experienced somewhat of a similar decline, pretty short, right in that 20% vicinity, didn't really escalate into a major bear market. So you don't see those types of market conditions very often. And of course, the question is, when the market starts to drop like that, is how far down is it going to go? How long is it going to go down for? Is it going to develop into the major bear market, a 2008 variety bear market where there was a 50 plus percent decline, and it wasn't short. It actually took 17 months to drag out from the high in October of 2007 to the low in March of 2009. That's a much different animal than 2011, where there was a 5 month drop and a little bit more than 20%. Or in 2000, when the tech stock bubble, internet.com bubble burst, and there was really a lengthy couple of years where the market declined, and it declined much more than 20%. Those are the types of bear markets you want to avoid, or at least try to avoid as much as possible. You'll never know where the high is, never know where the low is, but I do believe with some effort, you could identify that major cycle developing and try to avoid the majority of those damaging bear markets. And the reason they're so damaging is not only the amount of decline that one tends to see if you ride out the full bear market, but it tends to take many years to recover back to a new high. So, for example, when the market peaked in 07 and went through its 17-month drop, it didn't come back, the S&P 500 at least, didn't come back to its high until 2013. So for, you know, a typical investor, 6 years to go from, you know, the high, go right out the bear market, and then recover from the bear market, it's a lot of time. Now, certainly for a younger investor, it's much more doable, right? But for an investor that is in their later stages of working years or into early retirement, late retirement, you just can't do that. So it really pays to try to understand these market cycles and to know which ones are likely to develop into those nasty, long bear markets that tend to occur with crises and really bad news, or the shorter variety. Because the reality is, with the shorter variety, if the market drops like it did in 2011 for 5 months, and then starts to recover and it hit a new high in 2012, unless you need that, you know, you need your money in that 5 month period where the market's down, you tend not to get hurt. But when the market drops for a year or longer and then takes several years to recover, that's where one could get hurt. Now, I've been in the investment industry for 34 years now. I've seen many markets that have dropped the 20% plus, you know, the definition of the bear cycle, and recover quickly. And I've seen a few that drop 20 plus percent, usually much more, and take a long time to recover. And I think there's one specific variable that helps me determine which is going to be the longer damaging bear market or the shorter variety. And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back from break. I'm Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management and host of this Empowered Investing show. I've spent 34 years in the financial industry, and Arlington Capital Management was formed based on an ideology that you could do better if you don't follow the herd. And that's what drove us to create our proprietary investment strategy that we call PAS. I've been doing the Empowered Investing show for 12 years running, and we're excited to be on WLS. It's our first show here Saturdays at 1 p.m. Hope that you find the content of this show interesting and you come back and join us each week.
You're listening to Empowered Investing with Joe Lopresti. Give Joe a call at 855-471-5796 for a consultation to learn how you can benefit from proactive investing. Stick around. Empowered Investing will be right back. If you're aged 59 and a half or older with a 401k plan and still working, stop what you're doing and call Arlington Capital Management at 855-471-5796. They'll help you actively manage your 401k, show you strategies to avoid major declines, and capitalize on opportunities. There are benefits with age, and this is one of them. At 59 and a half, you're entitled to new opportunities in the investment world that can dramatically improve your results and even lower your fees. Call 855-471-5796 now and take the first step toward getting more out of your retirement assets. The team at Arlington Capital Management proactively explores the market, our economy, and all of the variables that offset your investments. Call 855-471-5796 now for a complimentary consultation. That's 855-471-5796 or visit arlington-capital.com. You worked hard to accumulate your nest egg. Now, it's time to put your money to work for you.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. You've got questions, we've got answers. You're listening to Empowered Investing. Call Joe now for a private consultation and financial review at 855-471-5796. Now, here's Joe Lopresti.
Well, 2018 was a rare year, and I think could be creating a rare opportunity for proactive investors. 2018, the S&P 500 dropped 20% approximately from its high in early October to its low in late December. 20% declines, which most people would classify as or define a bear market with a minimum of a 20% decline. they're pretty rare. The last time it happened was in 2011. And in fact, in my career, which started in 1985, so over the last 34 years, there were seven distinct bear markets drops of over 20%. Some of those last just a few months, but some of them could last a year or two. And the ones that last a few months tend to recover very quickly. The ones that last longer tend to take much longer to recover, in part because they tend to drop much more, but also because there's another important variable that tends to be present during the longer, nastier declines that take longer to recover. And in my observation and experience, it's one thing, and that is when you get a bear market without a recession, the market decline is short and the recovery tends to be fast. But if you get a bear market and there's an economic recession, those are the ones where you tend to see bigger declines, longer declines, and much slower recoveries back to new highs in the market. So bear markets without a recession are much different than bear markets that are coupled with a recession. Bear markets without a recession are generally fantastic buying opportunities. Whereas bear markets coupled with the recession, generally you want to be really careful. Wait for that low to be in place. Wait for confirmation that it's over and that a new bull cycle is underway before you begin taking risks again. But bear markets without a recession oftentimes pays to try to identify selling climaxes, times when the selling pressure reaches an extreme, and to begin buying at those times because, once again, the recovery can be pretty fast. So if we go through my career years, let's say from 1985 to present, there were seven different bear markets, drops of 20% or more. And of those, four were without a recession, and three were with recessions. So let's start with the ones that were with recessions. The first one was in 1990. Stocks peaked somewhere around May of 1990, going ways back now. And then a recession hit beginning in August of 1990 and lasted until March of 1991. So that's a bear market with a recession. The next bear market with a recession in my 34-year career began in 2000. That was when tech stocks were in a massive advance. The dot-com bubble burst. Stocks peaked in March of 2000. And a recession started much later in April of 2001 and carried on until later in 2001. That was a very long and very damaging bear market and really didn't end until late 2002, early 2003. So it ran for many years. And then it took many years to recover back to the previous high that was reached in the year 2000. And then, of course, there was the big one, the one that's fresh in everybody's mind, 2008. Stocks actually peaked in October of 2007. Recession began in January of 2008 and lasted until June of 2009. The market dropped for 17 months from its high to its low. The decline was well above 50%. And then it took a long time to recover. It's those three bear markets, really, in my career that would have been very beneficial to be able to avoid as an investor, at least the majority of the bear cycles. I'm Joe LaPresti. You're listening to the Empowered Investing Show, and we're talking about bear markets. I've been in the investment industry for 34 years. I experienced a number of these bear markets, and in my experience, the ones that are combined with the recession are the damaging ones. Every other bear market, while scary, while you're in the midst of that bear market, were relatively short, and the recoveries relatively fast. But bear markets with recessions, those are the ones that proactive investors should attempt to sidestep as much as possible. So let's talk about bear markets that occurred, which again is a drop of 20%, and we're using the S&P 500 index here as the benchmark. A drop of 20% from high to low. Let's work our way backwards. 2011 was the last drop of 20% plus, the year 2011. A recession didn't occur in 2011 or shortly after, and therefore the decline lasted approximately 5 months. And 1 year after the low was in place, stocks had regained 25%. Now, the reason that we're trying to compare bear markets with recessions and bear markets without is very simple. 2018 was a bear market year. The S&P 500 dropped 20% from its high to its low approximately. So the big question right now facing investors, are we headed for a recession? If yes, the bear market may have really just begun. Markets peaked in October. It's only 3 months ago. If the answer is no to the recession question, then the bear market may be over and a tremendous buying opportunity may be at hand for proactive investors. So 2011 was the previous bear market year without a recession. You could see it lasted a short time and recovered quickly. Then we could go back to 1998. In 1998, there was a two-month drop approximately, 20% from high to low. There was no recession that occurred, at least not until 2001 did a recession occur. Stocks dropped fast and recovered just as fast. Within 6 months, stocks were up 29% from their low, and within 1 year, they were up 38% from their low. Then we have to go all the way back to 1987. Many call that a stock market crash. Stocks dropped for approximately 2 months from high to low. There was a 36% drop in 1987, but stocks started to recover, and within 6 months were up 15%. Within 1 year was up 23%. And really, they continued to recover well after that in 1989 and following. So the big question today facing proactive investors is this: are we headed for a recession? If the answer is yes, be very careful because stocks may have seen the first leg of their bear cycle with more to come. If the answer is no, that we are not headed for a recession, then more than likely, the bear market may be over. And 2019 may be a tremendous growth opportunity, wealth building opportunity for proactive investors. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about methods that I use to help determine whether the economy is headed for a recession or if a recession is likely to be avoided. The difference between the two can make all the difference in the world of what's in store in 2019 for stocks. I'm Joe LaPresti, president of Arlington Capital Management and host of the Empowered Investing Show. Hope that you're finding the content of this week's show interesting and you'll come back and join me each and every Saturday right here on this station at 1 p.m. I really want you to become an empowered investor. The systems that I'll share with you on this show were created over many years. I've spent 34 years in the financial industry. And I'll be back with more Empowered Investing in a minute.
Stick around. Empowered Investing will be right back with more proactive strategies. Follow Joe on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, or give him a call at 855-471-5796.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joe LaPresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
If you're aged 59 and a half or older with the 401k plan and still working, stop what you're doing and call Arlington Capital Management at 855-471-5796. They'll help you actively manage your 401k, show you strategies to avoid major declines, and capitalize on opportunities. There are benefits with age, and this is one of them. At 59 and a half, you're entitled to new opportunities in the investment world that can dramatically improve your results and even lower your fees. Call 855-471-5796 now and take the first step toward getting more out of your retirement assets. The team at Arlington Capital Management proactively explores the market, our economy, and all of the variables that offset your investments. Call 855-471-5796 now for a complimentary consultation. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com. You worked hard to accumulate your nest egg. Now, it's time to put your money to work for you. Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
This is Empowered Investing with Joe LaPresti. Continue the conversation by following Joe on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, or call him at 855-471-5796 for a financial review.
Welcome back to the Empowered Investing Show. Well, I've been on the air for 12 years. You're listening to the first show here on WLS at a new time. We were on a previous station, a different station previously, and we're excited to bring the show over here to WLS every Saturday at noon. Scratch that, Saturday at 1 p.m. If you're new to the show, welcome, and I hope you find the content interesting and quite different than what you're hearing elsewhere. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back. Well, in this week's show, we're talking about the current state of the market. We're talking about bear markets. 2018 was a bear market year. And we're talking about the difference between short bear markets, in which case it could even be over already, or those longer bear markets, which are much more damaging. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first, I also want to mention to you that coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to be talking about lifetime retirement income planning. There are so many moving pieces in the retirement financial picture. What is my optimal way to draw retirement income? What is my optimal Social Security claiming strategy? How will required minimum distributions affect my taxes in the future? Should I convert my IRAs to a Roth IRA? If so, when and how much? How do I arrange my portfolio and manage my income to minimize income taxes and Medicare premiums for my lifetime? There are so many complexities in the retirement financial picture, and we're going to talk about some solutions coming up here in about 4 or 5 minutes. But first, I want to talk about methods that I use to try to determine if the economy is likely to slip into a recession. Because if so, then the bear market that began last year is likely still very young and could last a long time and go much further than we believe. But if a recession is likely to be avoided, then the bear market could be over. and a tremendous buying opportunity could be at hand. So at Arlington Capital Management, we'll use indicators that help identify the market trend, and that's our PAS model, or what we call our market model, but then also look at indicators on the economy, leading economic indicators. And there are a number of different economic indicators that do a very good job at determining if a recession is likely in our future or if it's just an economic slowdown. And that's what tends to happen during these short bear markets. The economy slows down but doesn't go into a recession. And then the market tends to recover very quickly, and the drop in stocks is likely a buying opportunity. So I won't go through the whole litany of indicators that we look at. We really look at more of an index of various leading economic indicators, but they would include things like labor market conditions. You know, today labor market conditions are extremely strong. There's no signs right now that we're headed for a recession. In fact, the last jobs number was stronger than everybody expected. Unemployment's below 4%. So from a labor perspective, the economy is very healthy. Things like housing starts. Housing starts tend to begin to decline sometimes years before a recession occurs. You know, for example, if we go back to the 2008 cycle, which of course that was really a recession led by the housing market, you started to see an important decline develop in the middle part of 2006. That was well before a recession began, which started in January of 2008. Today, housing start numbers, while they have slowed down, they haven't reached levels that would be troublesome or worrisome about a pending recession. And then there's something called the yield curve. You may have heard this talked about. Certainly some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, but maybe others don't. The yield curve is just very simply the difference in the yield of short-term Treasury securities, like three-month T-bills, compared to the yield on longer-term Treasury securities, like the 10-year Treasury bond. Typically, the short-term yield is lower than the long-term yield. And as long as that's the case, the economy tends to not slip into a recession. But when the short-term yield is higher than the yield on longer-term securities, that tends to be a very good leading indicator for a pending recession. So today, while the yield curve is a little flatter, it still is positively sloped. So in other words, short-term Treasury securities are yielding lower than long-term ones. So with these leading economic indicators remaining positive, our conclusion is the economy is not likely to slip into recession, and the drop in stocks is likely to be a buying opportunity. This is Empowered Investing, and I'm Joe Lopresti, host of the show and president of Arlington Capital Management. So what would we look for next? Let's say that we avoid a recession. Let's say that this bear market is of the shorter variety and not the long, lengthy, deep bear market variety. Well, of course, we would look for a potential bottom in the market, some sort of selling panic tends to happen at the bottom of a bear market. And you can make a case that that indeed did happen just before Christmas. In fact, on Christmas Eve, a number of different technical indicators that we would look at and market statistics that are very rare and tend to happen at or near bear market bottoms did indeed occur. So let me give you a couple of examples. And one market statistic that I track just about every day, well, I certainly pay more attention to it at Market Extremes because I think it's a very telling market statistic and indicator, and that is the number of stocks hitting new lows. I like to look at the New York Stock Exchange for this particular statistic. And when we go back to mid-December, you really saw those numbers start to pick up to very high historic levels but they got exceedingly high right around December 20th. There were 1,630 stocks. 1,630 stocks hit a new low on December 20th. Those numbers stayed above 1,000 for four or five consecutive days. Christmas Eve was another day of all days, right? Christmas Eve, when there were a huge number of stocks hitting new lows. That's indicative of a panic type situation and a selling climax of sorts. And then what's also important to see is within days, within 10 days, the number of stocks hitting new lows dropped to single digits and have remained at very low levels ever since that time. That's a really good sign to indicate that a potential market bottom is in place. And there's other similar technical indicators like the number of stocks advancing and declining in a certain day got to extremely high amounts of net declining issues just prior to Christmas, a selling climax, if you will, and then very quickly reversed to extremely high numbers of net advancing stocks immediately afterwards. And that's the sign of some sort of potential bottom and a thrust coming back upwards. And then sentiment measures, such as some media outlets are reporting a record amount of stock mutual funds being sold in December, even more than at the low of the financial crisis in 2008, a sign that investors did indeed panic. So after that, the next thing we would look for, which is still yet to come, is a turn in our market model, giving us a global buy signal. That hasn't happened yet, but I'll continue to keep you posted on this Empowered Investing show in the weeks ahead.
Don't go away. Learn more about proactive strategies designed to protect and grow your investments. Give Joe a call at 855-471-5796 and stick around for more of the show. If you're aged 59 and a half or older with a 401k plan and still working, stop what you're doing and call Arlington Capital Management at 855-471-5796. They'll help you actively manage your 401k, show you strategies to avoid major declines, and capitalize on opportunities. There are benefits with age, and this is one of them. At 59 and a half, you're entitled to new opportunities in the investment world that can dramatically improve your results and even lower your fees. Call 855-471-5796 now and take the first step toward getting more out of your retirement assets. The team at Arlington Capital Management proactively explores the market, our economy, and all of the variables that offset your investments. Call 855-471-5796 now for a complimentary consultation. That's 855-471-5796 or visit arlington-capital.com. You worked hard to accumulate your nest egg. Now, it's time to put your money to work for you.
Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joe Lopresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
Information from Empowered Investing must be heard in conjunction with important disclosures at the end of this show. Same disclosure can be read online at arlington-capital.com/radio-disclosures. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Call Arlington Capital at 855-471-5796 for a PAS review. Now, back to Empowered Investing with the creator of the proactive asset allocation strategy, Joe Lopresti.
Well, welcome back to Empowered Investing. I'm Joe Lopresti, host of this show, and want to make a couple of announcements. The first is, while you're listening to the first show on WLS here, the Empowered Investing Show, It's not a new show. It has been going on for 12 years on a different station. So it is a long-standing show, and we're excited to be on WLS. Hope that you join us every Saturday at 1 p.m. And that you're finding the content and information interesting. I also want to announce that our firm is adding new and expanded services to our clients. New services include retirement income and planning solutions, tax minimization strategies, and also a full curriculum of financial education, which is designed to empower you to make confident and inform financial decisions. So in addition to our ongoing proactive investment management services, we'll be adding lifetime retirement income and planning solutions, tax minimization strategies, and the financial education. And the reason that we've decided to move in this direction, this isn't, you know, a sudden shift. We've been planning this over the last 12 to 24 months or so, is that an increasing number of our clients that, you know, I've worked with and other advisors on our team have worked with over the years have transitioned from their working wealth accumulation years to their retirement years. Sometimes it's, you know, full retirement. Sometimes it's a step into part-time retirement and then full retirement. But the wealth distribution stage of their life and that transition obviously is different. It could be very tricky, but really it's the moving pieces of the puzzle that are extremely complicated and complex and confusing for a lot of investors. There are so many moving pieces to that retirement puzzle. And what we find is that some people are looking at decisions in isolation, looking at one piece of the puzzle, and that could have consequences on other pieces of the puzzle, and it just isn't optimal over the long run. Retirement years can be rewarding. That's everybody's goal, right? Everybody who's in a career, or at least I should say most people's goal, is to get to the point, save enough money, have enough to live comfortably, and enjoy retirement. But it also is a complex time in your financial life, and there are a lot of financial decisions to make in those retirement years. So as I said earlier, an increasing number of our clients have transitioned from that pre-retirement to retirement stage of their lives, and there are so many moving pieces to the puzzle. What is the optimal way to draw retirement income is a significant decision to make, and there isn't one answer. It really varies and depends on a specific scenario. You know, what type of accounts do you have? How are those assets positioned? What type of registration of the accounts? How much income do you need? What's the optimal way to draw that income? What other sources of income do you have? Making small changes can sometimes have a significant impact on that decision. Of course, what is an optimal Social Security claiming strategy? When you look at that just in isolation, sometimes the answer is pretty simple. Should I collect Social Security early? Should I defer Social Security? The break-even point's right around age 80. So if you take your Social Security benefit early in your life or early in your retirement, you'll get benefits for a longer period of time, but the benefit will be lower. If you defer it until maximum benefit at age 70, of course, you'll get benefits for a shorter period of time through the rest of your life, but the benefit will be bigger. For most people, the break-even point is age 80. But when you look at it with the complexity of all these other decisions of what your retirement income is, where you're getting your retirement, what your taxable income is, it's not always clear what the best Social Security claiming strategy is. And optimizing that strategy could have hundreds of thousands of dollars impact on your life, depending on how long you live. A big one is how will required minimum distributions affect my taxes in the future? This is a big one because lifespans are increasing. It is not uncommon to look at 25, 30, 35 year lifespans after retirement. And when you start to look at the cumulative amount of taxes that many investors will pay over that 25, 30, 35 year period, the numbers are astounding. And the required minimum distributions on your IRA accounts could add up to much more income than you might even need. And then you have to, the government requires that you take this money out of your IRAs and pay the tax. So you're paying taxes on income you may not even need at that time. There's planning you could do to minimize or even eliminate that problem. And that a lot of times comes down to the question of, should you convert your IRA to a Roth IRA? There's a big difference. By doing so, you could potentially bring down the amount of required minimum distributions through your lifetime, which will reduce your taxes, shift assets into right now what is one of the best tax strategies that is out there, and that's the Roth IRA. Because the money, once it's in there, can grow for that next 25, 30, 35 years tax-free, and you don't have to take any money out of there. You could if you need it, and the withdrawals are tax-free for the most part. There are some limits, or limitations, I should say, on that, but they're well worth the effort of discovering if this type of strategy is appropriate for you. Another big question that retirees face is, how do I arrange my portfolio and manage my income to minimize income taxes? And many of you probably know that your Medicare premiums are also affected by what your adjusted gross income is. So there are strategies that you could use to try to optimize this. Get the income that you want or need to live on, but minimize the tax burden on the withdrawals and your overall income. And what you tend to see is most people are making decisions with this year in mind and next year in mind and trying to minimize taxes in the here and now, but don't look at it as, what is that decision going to do to affect my taxes for the next 20, 30 years or longer? That's the real objective, is to minimize your lifetime tax liability. In serving our clients over the years, we've experienced that complexity firsthand and believe we could help you make better decisions through proper planning and tax minimization strategies. Give us a call and we're happy to meet and consult with you and talk to you about it at 855-471-5796. 855-471-5796, or go to arlington-capital.com and request a consultation on our website. Warren Buffett's mentor, Benjamin Graham, said, "The essence of investment management is the management of risk, not returns." Hi, this is Joe LaPresti, president of Arlington Capital Management. I'm here to explain how we help manage our clients' exposure to risk. We're the creators of our proprietary proactive asset allocation strategy, known as PAS. It is designed to analyze important market trends and alert us to potential changes in the market. But that's only part of what I believe makes Arlington Capital Management unique. It's the care and personalized service we provide our clients that really defines us. We understand how important your financial goals are to you and your family, and we never take that responsibility lightly. It all starts by understanding the things that are most important to you. It's part of the Arlington Capital Management difference. To experience it for yourself, schedule your complimentary consultation by calling 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796, or visit arlington-capital.com.
If you're aged 59 and a half or older with the 401k plan, plan and still working, stop what you're doing and call Arlington Capital Management at 855-471-5796. They'll help you actively manage your 401k, show you strategies to avoid major declines, and capitalize on opportunities. There are benefits with age, and this is one of them. At 59 and a half, you're entitled to new opportunities in the investment world that can dramatically improve your results and even lower your fees. Call 855-471-5796 now and take the first step toward getting more out of your retirement assets. The team at Arlington Capital Management proactively explores the market, our economy, and all of the variables that offset your investments. Call 855-471-5796 now for a complimentary consultation. That's 855-471-5796 or visit arlington-capital.com. You worked hard to accumulate your nest egg. Now, it's time to put your money to work for you. Arlington Capital Management Incorporated, ACM, utilizes a proactive asset allocation strategy, PAS, in advising its clients. PAS combines quantitative-based buy, sell, and reallocation indicators with qualitative research in seeking to achieve attractive risk-adjusted returns over a long-term investment horizon. As with any investment strategy, ACM has in the past and may in the future modify the investment approach and portfolio parameters of PAS in any manner which it believes is consistent with the strategy's overall investment objective. Material modifications were made to PAS in February 2009. Creation of universe trend and cash comparison indicators for trend analysis, June 2009. Creation of long-term momentum indicator for trend analysis, September 2009. Expanded asset class ranking system and started PAS computerized testing, December 2009. Creation of global indicators set for buy and sell signals, April 2010. Exception of PAS computer model, October 2010. Implementation of tactical indicators and signals for short-term risk management, January 2011. Modify global sell signal with additional criteria including pattern determination, June 2011. Close global signals with stop loss criteria, September 2011. Exception of PAS long only model, May 2012. Modify global buy signal wait period to enhance signal timing, October 2012. First use of PAS stock model, November 2012. Implement ETF replacement criteria, December 2012. Additional historical data for cash comparison indicators, November 2015. Modify global buy signal with additional criteria. For more information regarding any of these material modifications, please contact ACM at 855-471-5796. All views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of Joseph Lopresti and not necessarily those of ACM. Any index information included in this broadcast was included for comparative purposes to discuss general market trends during the periods indicated and is not intended to apply that any model portfolio is similar to the index or indices discussed either in composition or element of risk. The performance of the indices discussed does not reflect the reinvestment of dividends and other earnings. No formula or other device can be used to determine which securities to buy or sell or when to buy or sell them. ACM makes no representation that any formula or other device discussed can assist any person in making their own decisions as to which securities to buy or sell or when to buy or sell them. An investor should consider risk and volatility in addition to performance when making any investment decision. The risk and volatility associated with PAS may be significantly higher or lower than the risk and volatility of other investment strategies and/or products. As with any investment strategy, there is potential for profit as well as of loss. All investments involve some level of risk, and PAS may not be suitable for all investors. This broadcast does not constitute a complete description of ACM's investment services and is intended solely for informational purposes. This broadcast is in no way a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any securities. This broadcast and any model portfolios discussed do not consider specific investment objectives, financial situations, or the particular needs of any individual investor who may hear this broadcast. Investors should seek advice from their advisors regarding the appropriateness of investing in any securities or in accordance with any investment strategy. All information regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources that ACM believes to be reliable. ACM makes no representation as to the accuracy or completeness of information or data provided in this broadcast. Any projections, market outlooks, or estimates in this broadcast are forward-looking statements and are based on certain assumptions. Other events which were not taken into account may occur and may significantly affect the returns or performance of the model portfolios discussed. Any projections, outlooks, or estimates should not be construed to be indicative of actual events which will occur. For additional information, please contact us via phone at 847-670-4030 or email at inquiries@arlington-capital.com.